96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Monarch Gym in Hayward has officially opened its doors. Focusing on health, wellness, and community, the gym includes a 24-hour workout facility, an indoor pickleball court, a full locker room with complimentary showers and towel service, an outside patio, and even an in-house bistro. The Hayward Chamber of Commerce celebrated the grand opening of the gym with a ribbon-cutting ceremony. Construction for the gym began last year, and it officially opened on Monday.
It's exciting. It was a long time coming, it felt like. I mean, the year went by super fast because it was constant different things changing and having new ideas or something's not in stock or something like that. So it was ever-changing.
That's owner Bailey Slater. He co-founded the gym with John Kiefer, the gym's coordinator. Both graduated from Luther College with a health and fitness promotion degree and became good friends after being recruited for the school's wrestling team. Slater says that they've always talked about opening a gym. He moved to Hayward after graduating college and eventually convinced Kiefer that it was the place to build the Monarch Gym. The gym offers a wide range of unique equipment, including a tension torque sled, a four-way neck machine, gear that is more commonly found in professional training facilities. Slater says he looks forward to seeing people in the community come together and build relationships around fitness and wellness.
It's a big push for communities to get together, talk, and challenge each other.
The standard package membership for the gym is $65 a month. The elite package, which includes access to the specialty sauna, tanning, and hydro massage rooms, is $100 a month. They also offer day passes for $10 during staffed hours. The gym is located at 10550 North Ranch Road. It is open 24/7 to members, and the bistro is open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. to the public. The hepatitis B vaccine at birth for all newborns is still being recommended in Wisconsin. This guidance from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services comes after the Center for Disease Control Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices voted to change the recommendation for when children should get the vaccine. Wisconsin DHS Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ryan Westergaard says the department continually reviews high-quality research and data to make sure recommendations are based on up-to-date and quality evidence. Dr. Westergaard continues that decades of data support administering the hepatitis B vaccine within 24 hours after birth, and the routine three-dose hepatitis B vaccine series within 18 months. Nearly 50% of people who have hepatitis B don't know that they have it. The virus can damage the liver and lead to lifelong health problems. Newborns can get the virus even if the parent receives a negative test during pregnancy. When a newborn is exposed and infected, 90% of cases lead to chronic disease, according to the Wisconsin DHS. The Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program is again available for people in need of paying their heating bills. Federal funding was delayed to the state because of the federal shutdown, but it has now been received. Wisconsin Department of Administration Secretary Kathy Blumenfeld says if you wanted to apply because of the shutdown, you should apply now. Eligibility is based on household income, household size, and the home's energy costs. If approved, benefits are paid directly to utilities and fuel suppliers. You can find more information and apply at energyandhousing.wi.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is working on a new initiative to reduce wrong-way vehicle crashes. According to DOT officials, wrong-way crashes are not nearly as common as other crashes, but are often more severe. They also say most wrong-way crashes occur late at night on freeways and divided highways and often involve impaired drivers. Through the initiative, the Department of Transportation installed 10 wrong-way driver alert systems across the state, which notify the DOT and law enforcement of wrong-way drivers for a faster response. The Bayfield County Forestry and Parks Department has announced that some snowmobile trails are now open. According to a Bayfield County Trail report, club members from the 10 clubs that belong to the Bayfield County Snowmobile Alliance have been diligently clearing trails. They now have most of the trails cleared. The report says that while trails may be open, they are in very early season conditions, so you should ride with caution. There may still be some downed trees or branches on the trail, wet areas, low snow areas, and rough sections. If possible, ride with a saw and help clear any downfall on the trails. You can find the full list of trail openings on the Bayfield County website under snowmobile trail conditions. Wisconsin's frozen road law has officially gone into effect for the northern half of the state. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, all of the highways north of U.S. Highway 10 are included in the frozen road declaration. The declaration allows vehicles carrying things like salt, sand, and logs to carry up to 98,000 pounds of weight, as opposed to the usual 80,000-pound limit. DOT officials use frost tubes under the roads to measure how frozen the ground under the roads are and if they'll be able to withstand the additional weight. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
On to the Final Four. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's college volleyball, the Wisconsin Badgers in Kansas City for the NCAA Final Four, the tournament to decide the next national champion in volleyball. Mimi Collier, nominated for Player of the Year, on the team with a chance to win it all this weekend after beating the number one seed Texas in the regionals 3-1.
Most unreal feeling. It still hasn't fully soaked in, but I for sure think that was most connective we've been throughout a match. Just keeping our heads up, and even though we lost that third set, we stuck with it and came back even stronger the fourth set.
Wisconsin plays Kentucky 8 p.m. tomorrow night. Coverage on ESPN. NFL, the Packers on the practice field. They play the Bears in Chicago Saturday night. Still bruised and banged up after the Broncos game. Running back Josh Jacobs dealing with swelling in his left knee that he injured last month in New York against the Giants.
He's battling through. This guy's as tough as they come. I'll never count him out of the fight. I'll tell you that.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 20s to low 30s this afternoon. Tonight, some snow and freezing drizzle with temperatures holding steady in the mid to upper 20s. And then tomorrow, some snow with temperatures falling fast through much of the day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.